Hi, yes, this is Shirley from Duluth. I think I overcooked my butterball turkey. It looks kind of like a ham. Hey, Larry Vader, best wishes and congratulations on this, your 100th show. I'd like to think that I was a good part of it, but I'm not. I'm rather insignificant. But hey, good job, and I look forward to hearing the next 100 episodes of the Little Patty Cast. Granted, of course, I've only heard about 20 of the last 100, but it's a start. You're back. Bye.
Hello, Larry and Big Fatty and everybody else. This is TJ, and I am just calling to wish you a very happy 100th show. It's quite a milestone, and it's very exciting, and you know I love you guys. And keep up the good work, because it's awesome. I love the show. Thanks.
Hey there, Little Patty Cats. It's Chuck calling from Canada. Just want to congratulate you on your upcoming 100th podcast. And wish you all the best for the new year. You guys take care. Stay fat.
Talk to you later. Ciao.
Hey, Larry. Hey, Big Fatty. This is J. Michael Hodge from The Daily Purge. I just wanted to wish you a very happy 100th episode, and I think you guys are fantastic, and I can't wait to hear 150 more. Have a great night, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hey Larry, this is Archer from Archer Radio. I wanted to congratulate you on your 100th show and look forward to many more shows in the future. I'm sure 2006 is going to be very successful for you. I've been listening to your show since the very beginning, and I listen to every episode. I think the best one was just recently when you got drunk and had a short show. That was quite silly. It did sound like you were falling asleep in the middle of the show. In any case, congratulations and best wishes for 2006, and I'll continue to listen. Bye.
Special. Wanted to say congratulations on the first 100 shows. That's a lot to ruin in such a small amount of time. I hope that you and Big Fatty are having the celebratory 100th show ham and that scrumptious. So congratulations. Keep up the good work. Looking forward to the next 100 shows.
Big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Vader, and this is your show,
Larry Vader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his hall of friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh,
Lord.
I'll take that as a little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you
guys.
Big fat thing, you. Oh, God.
Welcome to the
party. I thought
it
was going to take a fucking 100 minutes to get through the fucking opening.
Welcome to the new 100th Little Fatty Cast, everyone. It is our 100th episode. I'm Larry. How's it going, Big Fatty?
Oh, Lord. Other than I'm in a fucking coma.
Poor Big Fatty couldn't hear any of the intro.
I couldn't hear any of it, and I'm sitting here picking my nose and wishing I'd brought a plate of ham to the table.
Well, aren't you always wishing you had brought a plate of ham?
No, normally I bring a plate of ham to the table.
Ah, okay. Okay. That's what happened. Wow, Big Fatty. I'm a little flushed after all of that.
Oh, you're just fat.
Oh, well, it's kind of the case, too. Wow. Yeah. Now, it's not even like a regular episode of the Little Fatty Cast because, thank God.
Because we let somebody else ruin it instead of us?
Right. The first 5 minutes were ruined by other folks. but you did get to hear the extra special Chris voice letter there.
Well, yeah, because he's fat.
Well, and, you know, we're going to talk about some Sweet Home Alabama in a moment, but it was very appropriate that he played that.
I thought that was appropriate as well.
And then also, thank you, Archer, because I know you sent a voice letter and then realized, you know, what I had said in the e-letter and went back and went to all the trouble of putting together the audio comment. And I know what a pain in the behind that is because I hate doing it myself. So thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, everybody. Just go ahead and get it out of the way now. Thank you, everybody, for taking the time to do something to make Larry go,
for real, though. No, thank you. And we've got.
No.
But we also got some e-letters and some comments.
Oh, Lord.
Let's see.
No,
some folks just, you know, aren't the voice lettering sort, and then some like Simon live overseas, and so
Simon can do whatever he wants.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Hello.
I don't know. Like we've gotten comments from just all sorts of people, and I'm not going to read them all, and I'm not going to go through each and every one of them. But I just want to say that thank you, everyone, for, you know, I sent out an email on like Friday morning, maybe Thursday night, an e-letter before I left to go to Atlanta, and said, you know, I really need these right away. Do you want to know who the very first one to respond was?
Big Fatty.
No, it was Fausto from the Feast of Fools.
Oh!
I know, and, you know, Fausto...
That blue-haired bitch?
That my blue-haired bitch was the first one to respond.
Meow.
And, you know, he went through, like, I mean, you know, this whole thing and you know, kind of the same thing that Archer did, and he was very sweet. And so...
Did he send a voice recording, or was it an e-letter?
He sent an e-letter, and he said he was going to send a voice recording, but unless...
Wait a minute. I think that came to me earlier. Why don't you play that thing that came to me earlier? I think that was, wasn't that Fausto's voice letter?
Oh, let's see. I've got it.
Obviously. Never mind. It is already fucking ruined.
Whatever. She will be a pain in Miss Horty's side, y'all.
That is correct.
Episodes later, Big Fatty's all me.
Me. Let's do 100 seconds of that.
I am sure that everyone who listens to the Little Fatty Cast can think of nothing.
Well, maybe they could join in with us.
Well, on the count of three, maybe we should all do a little bit of that. Not 100 seconds, but on the count of three. So should we do it, y'all?
Let's just do it.
One, two, three. Okay, enough. Okay. Oh, wait, I had a voice letter from
Omar.
I had a voice letter from Omar I wanted to play.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait.
Okay, great. That was super. Thanks, Omar.
Thanks. We appreciated that. We appreciated that, Omar.
Was I supposed to hear something?
No.
Okay, good.
No, nothing. Even after I left the bitch a note, like, in his car and on his, you know, like, I'm writing notes, like, don't forget to do what, you know, blah, blah, blah. But
don't forget to be fat.
And okay. Seriously, if you guys want to hear all the details of the Atlanta trip, you'll need to tune in to episode 101 because there are is plenty to tell. Episode 102 is going to be a video tour of the Extra Special Studios.
Oh, Lord, I've heard about this. Evidently, there was some colonic discharge.
Well, I think when Extra Special Chris sees this, there may be some colonic discharge. So, and let me just go ahead and say that if there is, we've got something in the video that he probably uses at home when that happens.
Oh, Lord.
So, anyway.
Depends. Is it depends?
It depends.
Depends? You know is it depends?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Depends. So.
A cork? Butt plug?
We don't have – we're not going to talk a lot, even though we've already talked for like half of the episode. We're not going to talk much more. What we want to do is we want to go through our favorite episodes out of the last 100. And after we talk about one, I'm going to play a brief little clip from it, and then we'll come back in and talk about the next one. So, Big Fatty, what's one of your very most favorite episodes out of the last 100?
You know, I really honestly have enjoyed a lot of them. And your drunky cast was not one of my favorites, despite what Archer thinks.
That's why it disappeared. Though it did make my list.
Of course it did.
Yeah.
No, I only have one on my list, and that was the one where there was I can't remember if it was a three-way or a four-way.
Oh, well, I know, but you get confused.
Right, I know. So many ways.
Right.
But it was the one where I had given my manhunt.net screen name, which is, of course, Big Fatty.
Right.
At manhunt.net.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you had actually slipped Omar my real Manhunt screen name.
Right.
And that.
Well, about that time, I believe I hit the record button.
Well, yeah, just as my profile to include Big Fatty Pictures was popping up on the Manhunt, you hit the button to start the show, and this is what it sounded like.
Okay, yeah, that's a good episode. That was a good episode. Okay.
Oh, my God. Anytime an episode starts like that, where it's just Omar laughing his motherfucking ass off over the music, you know, you got to listen to that one.
No, you do. You do.
What was one of your favorites, Larry?
Well, I guess the one that stands out in my mind the most, out of all the ones I have written down, was one that you were involved with.
Oh, Lord.
And it was the one where me and you and Cousin Patrick went to Myrtle Beach to meet Omar for the very first time.
Oh, that was good. Yeah.
And we rode the elevator up. We were recording in the elevator as we went up to the penthouse. And
the elevator cast.
The elevator cast. And then we recorded the whole, like, you know, that whole bit. And anyway, so take a listen to that right now.
Meow.
So you like that one, Big Fatty?
Oh, Lord. It's no wonder Big Fatty was ready to jump over the railing on the, what is that thing called? What is that called?
The balcony.
Balcony, that's
right.
It.
Right. So you didn't.
Poor Big Fatty. He don't know.
He don't. So you didn't have any other?
No.
Okay.
I would have liked it if we had had the Tatty Fatty cast, but.
Well, and
she was on a mega hurry to get out.
Well, and you know, that is what I one of the things I wrote down on my list is there are some little fatty casts that never made it to the air.
Ooh.
And some of those are probably my favorites, but for whatever reason, for legality purposes, they didn't make it to the air. But now, you know, another one that is kind of near and dear to me was the first one.
Oh, of course it was.
Little Fatty Cast, number
one. That's back when you were fat.
And herniated as well.
Oh.
And so I'm laying in bed, you know, I'm drugged up from the hernias. I just had surgery. And you know, I all of a sudden, Miss Horty said, let's record
no,
the Little
ma'am,
Fatty Cast.
I'm not laying here no more.
Right. And so the Little Fatty Cast was born. So and anyway, why don't you guys just take a listen?
Relentless.
Okay. Yeah, that was kind of a boring one. But it was the beginning.
Hello.
She was the beginning, you know? I can't help but enjoy it.
Thank God. Can you throw that one away forever?
Right, right. Well, it's been offline for quite some time.
Yeah, but you're fat.
Yeah. Now, you know, there are so many. Like, I was trying to just narrow it down. But one of the ones that had absolutely no content of value to anyone... But was probably...
How can you narrow it down to one?
But was probably one of the ones where I laughed the most was the infamous, the beyond infamous...
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
Turkey gobble episode.
Exactly. I remember that one. That one was pretty good, too. Oh, y'all were just fucking retarded.
We were. I don't know if we had both had some wine or what had happened that night.
What had happened?
What happened? So, we
mother of God.
Yeah. So
play
anyway,
it.
let's just take a little listen to that one.
Meow.
Man.
Y'all are not right.
Well, you know it. excuse me.
I hope y'all were drinking during that.
I can't quite remember.
It's because you were drunk.
Well,
or
I'm
fat.
Usually drunk. Now
and always fat.
Well, that's true.
Yep.
There are several others on my list, and I'm not going to go
of
into them.
Of course, there are.
But the one
last one
was tragic.
Oh, the tragic cast
was.
Now, this isn't the drunky cast, right?
No.
Okay,
that was
pretty tragic.
Back in August or late. It was August. It was beginning of August.
Oh Lord.
I believe. I went to a South Carolina Equality Coalition fundraiser over in West Ashley.
I
took the Eye River with me. It was an outdoors event and full of the queens. And so I decided to interview the host and some other folks involved with, you know, what was going on with politics in South Carolina, which as I got drunker got more interesting. But then,
for you, maybe.
Right. And so that was fine. That was fine. But then we get in the car to come home, which was a
Correct.
Bad idea.
This was the coma cast until you got into the car.
And we had met boys and things. And so my friend Tom is with me because we were like 2 minutes from his house. So I was going to drop him off. And then I went out for more drinks. We won't go there.
Drunky.
And anyway, take a listen to some of the tragedy that unfolded in the car along the way.
Horror.
Sweet mother of God. You know,
Correct.
We were talking last night, and Tom even commented that he's like, I can't believe I said that stuff. That got me in so much trouble. So,
thank God you've repeated it now.
Well, that guy isn't listening anymore. So,
okay, well, good. Well,
yeah.
So you think.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's.
Maybe he has Simon listening for him.
Maybe. I'm sure that's exactly what's happening.
I'm sure that is some kind of secret operative.
And, you know, let's also don't forget, I'm not going to play any of these. Let's not forget some of my in-car cast.
please, let's do forget all of them.
Oh, my goodness. And the time when me, you, and Larry Cly went to Columbia to see Take Me Out and recorded in the car.
Oh, that one was something.
She was something, all right. So,
mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's...
Like my driving.
Right.
And, by the way, it was raining like a motherfucker that night, too.
Kind of like it
and
is as we record this.
I was going to say, and how appropriate that we're under a tornado watch as we do number 100.
Right. So...
Even though we don't get the weather updates anymore. Thanks, Scott. Ruined.
Ruined. And how appropriate, I'm sitting here with a box of Godiva chocolates that my hubby gave me this weekend, like he wants me to get fatter or something, munching on them as...
Omar gave you chocolate?
He gave me a box of Godivas.
The password is regifting.
Oh, be nice to Omar. Oh, you know what else, Big Fatty? I'm sorry, I can't forget this show.
Don't forget it.
We can't leave it off. It's the episode where you got the DSL installed.
Oh.
And it was October 21st. I wrote that down. And you,
a date that will live in infamy.
And we were recording, and you were like, "Big Fatty, get on the Skypes and interrupt them." And so it was the show that was supposed to be over, and then you got in there, and it was like a double show. And it was out of control.
Twice as fat.
Anyway, take a listen to a quick clip from that. Great.
Big Fatty was real proud of himself that night.
I remember.
And actually, you were amazed.
Well, we all were.
Well, hello.
I know. I mean, there was talk about that for weeks and weeks and weeks. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Boy, it's a boring life when that's what the talk is for weeks.
Anyway. And also, now, you know what's happening as we're recording this.
You're soiling your Depends?
No, there's been an explosion.
The cats are knocking shit over?
No, they're not here. That's some other episodes.
You didn't get the cats?
No, the cats aren't coming back until the 23rd of this month.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah, because we're going to be in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Now, but you know what it is there's been an explosion at a West Virginia coal mine today.
Oh, Lord. I don't know if you saw that. Those are our coal miners. No, yeah. I didn't.
Oh, no. No, I'm being for real. And there are 13 trapped. So, anyway, it's been in Talesmansville, West Virginia. So, we do want to give out a special shout out to those.
To all the trapped coal miners.
Right.
Who I'm sure are listening to the 100th Little Fatty Cast.
I have no doubt that they are. Just because they're trapped doesn't mean they don't have high speed internet, okay?
Well, correct. Maybe it's a wireless network.
I'm sure that it is.
Okay, then.
Oh, my goodness, Big Fatty.
I can see they'll pull them out of the mine and they'll go, "Wait 1 minute if we weren't able to listen to the Little Fatty Cast." Jesus Christ, it's over already?
It's over already. We're over 30 minutes, so.
Oh, you're fat.
Well, Big Fatty. Thank you.
Well, I want to just say thank you for letting me be a part of all this.
You have been a part of the last 50.
Right. I just hoisted myself right into the middle of it.
You bought a headset and got right up in it.
Yes, ma'am. And also, I want to say that one of my other favorite things is the fucking opening that John Michael Haas did. Just to this day, kicks ass.
Absolutely, it does. Absolutely. And I have a feeling it could be around for another 100. So.
Oh, and I was thinking, you know, the Extra Special Boys.
Uh huh.
They're on Extra Special number 18. Nuh-uh, and
they're
by
on
the 20
something.
No, they're not. I went to the site today.
Oh, okay. Well, they just, there should be a new show up. But anyway.
Anyway, at the rate they're going, it'll be August of 2008 when they hit number 100, if they do one a week.
Oh, well, I'm glad you figured that out.
Isn't that good?
And Chris, John, we'll be looking forward to August 2008. You have something to work towards. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe it's been... I cannot believe it's been over right at six, you know, right over 6 months and 100 episodes.
And we've got Little Fatty on the road.
I know. And
we're going to be hoisting it all out to the Mac world and do some casting from there.
We sure will be. And we will be joined there by some very special guests. Hopefully Corky from Bad Weed San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
And Mr. Scott Mendo from the world of Scott Mendo 2K5.
Well, maybe he can fucking bring a weather forecast for 2006.
I bet he can do something just like that. He's staying near us. He has it all planned out and is going to be there for the weekend before we leave. And I think we're going to have a very exciting time out there. I think, is just kind of a preliminary or a warning of what all of 2006 is going to be like.
And don't forget, Big Fatty will be going to Blow Buddies while we're out there.
Right. And I think
www.blowbuddies.com.
And now, will you be wearing the iRivkas around your neck while you go in there?
I'll have my mouth full, so you don't talk with your mouth full.
Oh, those southern manners, I tell you. Well, now, Big Fatty, let us know how we can get in touch with you one more time.
Jesus, for the 100th time, BigFatty@littlefatty.com or TheBigFatty@theSkypes.
That's right. And don't forget, you can voice letter us, 206-339-6FAT. And we'll
play it for Omar.
Right.
Obviously.
Busy, busy, busy.
Well, he's too busy stuffing chocolate down your pie hole.
Right. And if you want to get in touch with me, Larry@littlefatty.com or Larry Vader on the Skypes, I'd love to hear from you.
What was that number again?
206-339-6FAT. Guys,
okay,
thank you again.
Get ready to blow out the 100th episode cake now, Larry. Ready?
Ready.